This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 36 state legislatures will begin new sessions this month. As in previous years, money will be their number one issue. In California, the budget shortfall is an estimated $14 billion. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger should release his spending plan next week, and major cuts are expected. That's despite the fact that Schwarzenegger is assuming his $15 billion bond measure that will be presented to the public on the March ballot will pass. The national economy, however, is recovering slowly, and that comeback seems to be trickling down to a few states. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
For the last 3 years, being a state senator or representative has not been a glamorous job. The recession forced politicians to make often brutal cuts to state services, while in some cases raising fees and taxes on their unhappy constituents. But Gene Rose from the National Conference of State Legislatures says things are looking up.
Right now the news is fairly good. It's better than it has been for the last 3 years. Over the last 3 years, state legislatures have had to close an estimated $200 billion budget gap. And this year, in the latest report that we have done, we're seeing that state legislatures are not as nervous about the upcoming year.
That's because overall, the budget cutting worked. In the first 9 months of 2003, state revenues were increasing faster than state spending. And now forecasters can look ahead to at least some economic recovery.
Typically, state budgets lag behind the national economy by a number of months. So any improvement in the national economy will be felt by the states, but it'll be a few months down the road.
But that road is shorter for some states than it is for others. In Arizona, for instance, economists are seeing more money coming into the state than they predicted. There'll still be a shortfall in the budget, but it won't be as large. In Washington state, Governor Gary Locke told reporters in a press conference 2 weeks ago that he was ready to increase spending again on higher education.
You'll have to go to some other state for a story about some budget crisis. We don't have one here.
Even with some signs of improvement in Washington state, the chair of the State House Appropriations Committee, Helen Summers, says two factors could still keep the state in the budget hole.
One will be the cost of health care, and the other will be our revenue stream and whether we bounce back, with health care being the giant.
But for some states, this budget year could be as dire as the last one. In Illinois, lawmakers are facing their fourth year of huge deficits.
We were expecting a very bad year. Our deficit last year was $5 billion.
Monique Davis, a state representative from Chicago, says that their budget fixes from last year fell apart, and unemployment in the state is still high.
We have absolutely nothing to substantiate an increase in the economy. We don't feel that it's taking place at this time.
And forget about raising taxes. In Illinois, as in other states, 2004 is a legislative election year. And Gene Rose from the National Conference of State Legislatures says this can complicate the budget process.
2004 is probably going to be pretty politicized because right now the number of state legislators are almost 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans. There's quite a number of state legislative chambers across the nation where just the difference of 3 seats would mean a change in political control of that chamber.
But as divisive and depressing as the budget process will be in some states, no legislature faces a bigger challenge than in the state of California. With a shortfall of at least $14 billion, even better economic times can't stop massive budget cuts. New Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will release his budget next week, and few public services are expected to emerge unscathed. Robert Smith, NPR News.